Well, now the COVID pandemic has left many feeling down in the dumps, but advocates say the use of te reo could help boost morale. Nearly one in three people reported experiencing poor mental well-being in the latest Stats New Zealand figures. It was even worse for Māori, but there is a silver lining. A number of people able to speak some te reo has jumped by 25% in just 3 years. Ngāhiwi Apanui is the chief executive of the Māori Language Commission, Te Toira Whiri I Te Reo Māori. And with us now, Morena.
Morena, Susie.
What does the use of te reo have to do with well-being? What's the connection?
Oh, look, I think the benefits of being bilingual are well known. You know, you've got two ways of looking at the world. And look, we've got people who are coming into the country at the moment who already speak one, two, and three languages. So I think te reo Māori is important because it connects us all back to this particular place. There's no other place that te reo Māori belongs but here in Aotearoa. It's New Zealand's language. So I think for a lot of New Zealanders who are looking for something that says I am uniquely New Zealand, te reo Māori is that. And I think, you know, over the pandemic and particularly over the lockdowns, you saw the use of a lot of te reo Māori, you know, aruhanui, nākitanga, all of these types of phrases were used during the pandemic to keep everybody feeling better about the situation, which wasn't easy.
Oh, hello. Are you still there, Ngāhiwi?
I am still there.
Oh, you are still there. That's okay. The line is a little bit woolly, unfortunately. We'll keep going for now and keep our fingers crossed, I guess, on this. So you were talking about the connection there between people and te reo, and it is a uniquely New Zealand or a unique thing for Aotearoa. What do you think has drawn more and more people to want to learn it and to reconnect or connect with the language?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. First of all, there's been a lot of work done in the last 30 years in the community, in particular in the Māori community. But since 2016, with the change in the Act, I think a lot of work is now being done on inviting the rest of New Zealand into the revitalisation struggle. And you've seen, you know, a huge rise in support for te reo Māori. I mean, if we look at the data sets that have come in the last 2 years or so, besides the General Social Survey, you've had the public service census that was run last year. Our annual polling, they're all saying the same thing. The number of New Zealanders, or the percentage of New Zealanders who value te reo Māori is growing. And I think that's because people, once again, I get back to the same. People want something that says that we are uniquely from New Zealand. That's our language. New Zealand's our language. English is a great language, but it's from England. But you know, te reo Māori is from New Zealand, and I think that's an important thing. But I think also, you know, it's this thing about looking back at our post-colonial history, and we know from the research that a lot of younger Pākehā in particular are not comfortable with that. So doing something for te reo Māori goes some way towards, you know, doing something about that. And look, you know, it's a good thing, I think, for all New Zealanders to be involved in, because the work that my colleagues and I do today is for, you know, a couple of generations' time. We're aiming for 1 million people to speak to the Māori in 2040, and we're putting the foundations in now.
What about if we break down the population a bit? Where is it that you're specifically seeing te reo Māori having significant outcomes and improving outcomes for people?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the general figure about, you know, jumping from 3% to around about 7% of the population speaking te reo Māori, that's an indication to me of the fact that there are far more Pākehā learning te reo Māori than there ever have been before. In fact, in speaking with some of the people who are running courses at tertiary level, they're saying there are two times as many people on the waiting list as there are actually in the classes. And it's one of the big issues ahead of us. How do we get more teachers to satisfy the demand? I mean, I was speaking with the Secretary for Education last year, and she was saying to me, right now, we need 3,000 teachers, Māori teachers, for Māori medium, and 30,000 for English medium. So there's a huge demand that's being driven by a lot of initiatives. Even, you know, for yourself and Colin, using te reo Māori every morning on the morning report, it goes a long way towards normalising te reo Māori. New Zealanders are catching on to it.
We get a bit of pushback for that, you know. What does that tell us?
Well, it tells us that there's a noisy minority, and we've been getting pushback. We've been getting unprecedented responses to our social media campaigns. If you look at the Māori Language Moment for the last 2 years, we've had over 1 million people participate in that particular kaupapa. But we've also had people jumping in and trolling our social media channels and things like that. But we know from these particular statistics that it's a minority. It's not a majority of people. In fact, the majority of New Zealanders want to learn te reo Māori.
Ai, kia ora. Te taura whiri e te reo Māori, the Māori Language Commission's Ngāhiwi Apanui there.